Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube page, 94WIP. Lots to react to here. Look, the Flyers on the brink of elimination, a huge Sixers game tomorrow night. Really, the difference in having a chance to make a run in the Eastern Conference versus really just being fodder for the Boston Celtics and, of course, the Phillies as they continue to trot along. No offense, but getting a good amount and actually a great amount of pitching right now. So a lot to discuss, but top of mind for me, a week till the NFL draft is what the Eagles did yesterday. Took care of one of their own. Give the extension to Devontae Smith. 3 years, $75 million, $25 million annual on the extension. When you add it all together, it would probably be about $18 million a year when the new money comes in. Really good contract by the Eagles. And I just want to say, you know, this is why Howie Roseman's so good, and this is why the Eagles sustain quality play, because this is an outstanding job by the Eagles to get ahead of this before the Justin Jefferson contract, before the T. Higgins contract, before the CeeDee Lamb contract. They always find a way to get ahead of these things, and then they don't have to be behind like the Dallas Cowboys are behind. So a lot of reaction here today's podcast about Devontae Smith. First thought is he's worth it. He is worth the money. He's worth the extension. He's the kind of player you bet on. I was wrong on Devontae Smith. I made my piece a while ago on Devontae. And do I think he's an absolute, no doubt, number one on a big-time offense? I don't, and that's okay. And the Eagles have jumped ahead of the league in some ways. We're saying we need multiple top-level kind of receivers. I think Devontae's a 1A or a 2, but that's okay. And I think, you know, I'd pay him this. If he was on my team and I didn't have A.J. Brown, I'd pay him this. If he was on my team with A.J. Brown or with another big-time receiver, I would pay him this. I was wrong about Devontae Smith. When he came out of the NFL draft, my thought was the Eagles shouldn't do this. It would be a mistake if they did do this. And I thought his size was a major detriment to him becoming a long-term big star in the NFL. I just, you know, there's so few players at that size that ever made it as a volume catch guy. Marvin Harrison, probably the last guy before Devontae Smith. But here we are now, years into his career, and he's doing it. He's doing it at a very high level. He has stayed mostly durable. He got banged up in the Super Bowl a couple years ago. He got banged up a little bit this year, but he was able to play through it. He was the best player probably on the field in the NFC wildcard round playoff game against the Tampa Bay Bucks. And that's not saying much, but he was. And I look at what the Eagles have done here, and he's the kind of guy where I really feel good building around a Devontae Smith. You know, the Eagles have a culture change going on. Out is Fletcher Cox. Out is Jason Kelsey. Out soon will be Lane Johnson. Out soon, very soon, will be Brandon Graham. And the Eagles have to find the next wave of young guys that they could show off to their future draft picks and say, this is how we do it here in Philadelphia. This is Eagles football. This is Eagles football in terms of work ethic. This is Eagles football in terms of preparation. This is Eagles football in terms of how we go about trying to win a championship. That is key, that they find those guys. And, you know, I'm not sure. And what I mean by, you know, I'll go even further than that. I think it has to do with a lot of, you know, the personality of the player. And it has to do with how you handle everything. And I do question right now how many of those guys they have at this moment. How many of those guys you feel absolutely, totally comfortable saying this is the next great group of Eagles players that you could build around and build upon. And I think Landon Dickerson is certainly one. You know, Jalen Hurts should be one. And I, you know, before last year, I would have said he's definitely one, but there's some question marks now. I think it's fair to say there's question marks about Jalen Hurts in terms of personality, in terms of leadership, in terms of all those things. Because last year was just odd. He looked detached. Devontae Smith, although quieter and a more of a lead by example guy, you know, that's the kind of guy, if I'm drafting a receiver in 2 or 3 years, or even this year, I'm saying look at Devontae Smith. And then you look at the production. The production's been there from day one. Set an Eagles rookie record, you know, in his first year, playing that final game of the season, you know, at least the beginning of it against Dallas, because it meant something to him. Had a big year in 2022. And even last year, you know, even though early in the season, A.J. Brown's getting all the accolades, A.J. Brown is making all the plays, I thought Devontae Smith steadily as the year went on, just continue to make play after play after play. He's shown the ability to win deep. He's shown the ability to win in traffic, although that's never probably going to be his strength, you know, with two or three guys on him and push people off because of his size. He can win enough there. Remember the Commanders game a couple of years ago where he goes up and gets that football? He can win enough there to where it's palatable that you say, okay, I'm trusting this guy in a big spot to make this catch. Obviously, a tremendous route runner, takes care of his body, works hard in his craft. Remember, there was a story about a year ago in the Inquirer about him, his work ethic in the offseason. And it feels to me like Devontae Smith is all about being great. He's all about football. He's all about working on his craft to be the best possible wide receiver he could be in the NFL. And I really appreciate that because that's exactly what you want out of a first-round pick. And you go back, that draft was pretty remarkable. When you go back and now think about all the great players who were taken there from Micah Parsons to Ja'Marr Chase to Penei Sewell, it was a dynamite draft. Patrick Surtain, I mean, there was a stretch there from like pick number 5, Jalen Waddle, you know, through Parsons at 12, or you know, I think 10 or 12. Devontae was 10, so I guess Parsons was 12. There was a stretch there where it's like close your eyes and threw a dart, and you were going to find a star player. So I'm totally in favor of this deal.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, do I wonder about the aftershock of this? And will at some point the bill come due in terms of money and or, you know, pecking order in the Eagles wide receiver room? I do think about that. I do wonder about that. So right now, you know, in terms of the average annual on this extension, Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown both are now $25 million a year wide receivers. They are tied in that realm. And you do wonder if down the line, A.J. Brown, you know, wants to be looked at more as the no doubt about it number one wide receiver around here and wants the bread, wants the money, wants to be paid more than Devontae Smith. You know, it's a stature thing. It is, you know, as much as you might say, and I might say, Joe, come on, like they're all making a lot of money. What's the difference? I mean, you and I both know in pro sports, there is a difference. These guys, it matters to them. So do I wonder about that? There's no question in my mind. I wonder about that a little bit. You know, well, at some point they have to pay A.J. Brown more. And at some point down the line, Jalen Hurts' extension is going to explode. You know, it's still pretty palatable right now for a top 12 quarterback. It won't be as palatable down the line if Jalen Hurts plays like he did last year. So, you know, is there a bill to pay for paying Devontae this much and A.J. this much and Jalen that much and paying a running back? There is. In fact, I'll put it this way. 3 years from now, I'd be shocked if they're A, all still here and all still on their current deals. Because there is a world, just based on the contracts they gave out, right? You got Saquon for 3 years. You got Jalen, whose extension is really starting to get heavy in the next couple. Devontae, who's now signed through 2028. And obviously, AJ is going to be here as well for a while. I believe I would be shocked if they're all still on this team in 2026. Under the current terms of their current deals. I think it's most likely in 2026, Saquon's not here. And AJ's either on a new deal or he's gone too. And Devontae and Jalen are still here. Of all of them, Devontae might be the safest bet to be here because, you know, the Eagles are quarterbacks. If they have a reason to move on, they'll just move on. Like if they have doubt, they'll move on. They'll draft somebody else. But I just think it'd be surprising if they're all here. So money down the line. And the way this all works down the line is certainly going to be a sticking point. And will AJ be totally happy being the second highest paid wide receiver on his own team at some point or tied as the top receiver? I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. And I think that could be a legitimate sticking point down the line. And other teams are going to have to deal with this, like in Miami. And I think it'd be interesting if the Miami Dolphins do pay Jalen Waddle a similar deal to Devontae Smith. They certainly can. Same draft class, very productive. Teammates in college. I mean, it's such an interesting, similar path. But they're also paying Tyreek Hill a ton of money the way the Eagles are paying A.J. Brown a ton of money. So I think you kind of roll that into the whole thing. But when you look at Devontae Smith and the kind of money he's getting paid, the best part is how he's going to structure. So over the cap, Jason at Over the Cap does a really good job at breaking down salary caps and the terms of a deal and what the salary cap hits will look like. So according to Jason at Over the Cap, the salary cap hits for Devontae Smith are going to go like this. 2024, it's going to be $8.1 million. In 2025, actually a little dip to $7.5 million. In 2026, $10.7 million. In 2027, $14 million. In 2028, $20 million. So next 3 years, there's no concern at all of paying him at his age, at his production level, that kind of money, 8.7 and 10.7 on the cap. Now, it gets a little hefty in 2027, 2028, 14 and 20 on the cap. That's not cash. That's on the cap. So, you know, we know it's about 25 per year. You know, if you roll in this year and then it's the fifth-year option, you know, we're talking about something about 18 per year on average with all the money over the next 5 years, you know, $90 million or so for the next 5 years, which is really good money. But the cap hits are pretty very reasonable the next 3 years. And then they jump a little bit. And I know the cap will continue to go up. So these don't look, and they probably won't look significant, 14 and 20. They are certainly palatable. I do believe, though, in 2026, I think it is. Either 2026, 2027, AJ has a cap hit of about $40 million. So, you know, we're talking, let's just go to 2026. If you roll in Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, it's going to be a pretty big number of cap dollars for those three players. So the key is Hurts has got to get back to playing at a super high level, and the passing game has got to be very efficient. If it is, everyone will be happy and it'll all work. But that's a lot of money to spend on three positions. I mean, we're talking about, you know, a big chunk, whatever the cap is, if we're close to $300 million or $270 at that point, a big chunk of the salary cap is going to be devoted to those three players. And the Eagles have built their team this way. They spent the first-round pick on Devontae. But this is it's a day for celebration for the Eagles. It's a day of excitement for Eagles fans. Yesterday was. I wasn't in yesterday to react to this on the midday show. He's worth the money. He has been an outstanding draft pick. And I do think the work ethic he shows, the drive he shows, is something you want in an Eagles uniform for years to come. I'm sure the Eagles are very proud of Devontae Smith. They're proud of themselves for taking Devontae Smith. I mean, it wasn't out of nowhere kind of pick. They didn't discover him. He was a Heisman Trophy winning wide receiver, but they took a little bit of a chance. They did. I thought at his size, at his weight, that there was a risk factor to taking Devontae Smith that high in the draft and expecting him to be dynamite. And I think it helped him and it helped the team, certainly helped Jalen Hurts to pair a true number one next to him. I think they get the most this way out of Devontae Smith. But you look at his production the first 3 years, you look at his durability the first 3 years, you look at his drive to get better the first 3 years. And I think we're looking at a player here that has a chance to have a very, very special career. If he stays the whole time, let's say AJ does it, we're talking about a guy that very likely could go down as the best receiver in Eagles history, just based on the production from day one, the second contract. Again, durability is going to be huge for him, but there's a chance there. And in a league where everyone, you know, needs two or three receivers, the Eagles could sleep easy at night, at least for now. And for the foreseeable future, you know, I never know what AJ, because it feels like a firecracker sometimes, but for the foreseeable future, they've got two star receivers, and even if something changed down the line, they wanted to move off AJ, they got one, right? They got the Devontae thing locked up, and it's such a big deal to get out ahead of this, because if they waited on the Jefferson contract, I'm telling you, this would have, you know, it would have been 38 for Jefferson or whatever the number's going to come in as. And if you're Devontae and his AJ, you might say, well, I need 28. You know, I need 29 if he's getting 38. And that would have probably been reasonable, but that would have hurt the Eagles cap. It would have hurt their future. It would have hurt flexibility, and it also probably would have upset the apple cart on AJ. So, you know, down the line, are all three of these weapons going to be here in 3 years? I doubt it. But Devontae now is the surest bet to be here for a long time. It's a great job by Howie Roseman. It's a great job by the Philadelphia Eagles to get this thing done here. And I really, really am happy to have been wrong on Devontae Smith. The guy's a star. The guy has been a home run draft pick. This is a great signing by Howie Roseman. He continues to be great at this, taking care of when they hit on a draft pick, the Eagles are the best in the NFL at getting it done early, getting out ahead of it, and almost getting a bargain on a player they know the most about, and we know can absolutely play the position and play the position at a high level in the city of Philadelphia. Big time job by Howie. contract, 51 guaranteed, so some good security for Devontae Smith. And heck, you know, much like a Keenan Allen or a guy like that that can age pretty gracefully, he'll get another bite at the apple down the line and maybe get another big contract. And maybe it's from the Eagles for a third time or it's somewhere else. But Devontae's going to do very well for himself over the course of his NFL career. So much to get to on the Midday Show coming up on Tuesday, the rest of the week. Playoffs, NBA, NFL draft, my big board coming. We're doing the mock as well. I appreciate everyone, as always, listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. You can always send me an email, joe.gilio@odyssey.com. Would love to chat there. Thanks so much for listening to WIP Daily.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.